Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Trevor Keegan, presenter of Out and Proud on RTE Radio 1, joins us in studio. Good afternoon, Trevor.
Hello, Ray. Good afternoon.
So it's season two, is it?
It's season two. A little bit different this time around. The episodes are different. We're not doing coming out stories like we did last year. We're doing topics, kind of life milestones, basically.
Right. Okay. And tonight, you have a report on STIs.
Yeah.
And you went down to Vincent's Hospital and you met the lovely Siobhan.
Siobhan, she's a beacon of the health service, basically. She's right. The kind of nurse you want to come across in the health service. A lot of them are like her, basically, as well.
Right. Why did you feel the need to do a report on getting an STI?
Because
tested for an STI.
Yeah, tested for an STI.
No, not getting an STI. That'd be a different report completely.
And the hospital could be closed. Okay, right, back on track. Yeah. We felt it because, well, A, it's a thing that's just not talked about. I mean, if I came into you today, you might say to me, Trev, I have a toothache. You wouldn't necessarily say I have a symptom of an STI or what that symptom might be. We just don't talk about it. And it should be talked about because it should be classed up there like mental health and like all our other health ailments or issues. And it's that important. And by doing it and going down to get the test and doing it on air, we're helping, we hope, to dispel the myths and also the stigma. Because Siobhan did say in the piece that we recorded with her, there is, yes, unfortunately, still a stigma around testing and people thinking they may have symptoms. And also, unfortunately, in a lot of cases, these sex transferred diseases or infections are asymptomatic.
Right.
So testing shouldn't just be, oh, you think you might have something. It should be a kind of part of your regime. It's part of mine. I am now more, thankfully, at 48, much more aware of my sexual health than I have ever been in my entire adult life.
And is part of that because you're more comfortable in your skin?
A little bit of it is that, but also as well, a great thing that the health service do in Ireland is that they give particularly gay men PrEP, and you can get it for free in the health service.
Tell people what PrEP is.
It is pre-exposure prophylaxis. I've pronounced it wrong at the end, but I always get it wrong. And really what it is, it's a drug 99% effective against catching HIV, becoming infected with HIV. It is a game changer in medicine and in sexual health stats.
How often
as well.
Do you need to take it?
You can take it on an event-based basis, right. Or in my case, I just pop it with a vitamin every day because it's there and it's beside the vitamins and I pop it and it's great. You don't think about it. I'm single, so who knows when the event might happen.
Yes.
It may not happen at all, as is now the case as you get older. But yeah, so it is important that you have that awareness, and because of it, you have to get tested every 3 months to get the prescription.
Okay.
So I am now more on top of the game than I've ever been in terms of my sexual health awareness. And we're trying to dispel these myths. It's not a painful procedure. We do that. We talk about that tonight with Siobhan. It is not a difficult thing to do. It is not embarrassing. You go in. These are professional medical people. They've seen it all. And they've had all the questions asked before.
Yes.
And most importantly, they do it with a sense of humour. Siobhan and her colleagues in that clinic in particular are just brilliant.
Okay.
And she talks to me as well.
So you're a 48-year-old man, gay man, comfortable in your skin. But can you sort of put yourself in the place of you, as I said, you know, mid-20s,
yeah,
man.
Different time, different place.
Yes, yeah. But even not so comfortable with your sexuality, even if you're 25 now, probably you're still, some people are still coming to terms in their 20s with
And still their discovering sexuality. Who they are.
Yes.
There's no kind of catch-all, this is how it should be done
So
memo.
You can see why they might be a little bit reluctant to go and get tested for a sexually transmitted
reluctance
infection.
Is fine, awareness is essential.
Right.
And if you're aware and you act in that awareness, it's going to be a better place, particularly if, and what Siobhan was even alluding to as well in the piece, is that a lot of, particularly she said, sometimes people in the LGBTQI plus community are better at this, they will alert a partner. So if you have a partner and you think you've got something or you get a confirmation you've caught an STI, that you will alert a partner. You'll say, listen, I've had this diagnosis, you should go and get checked. That's happened to me, it's happened to my friends, it is a good thing. But no matter what age, awareness is key. So 25 or not, reluctance is fine, but awareness is key.
Okay, so we've mentioned Siobhan a good bit, and so this is just on, she's talking you through the test before you go
away. This
is
on tonight, 10 o'clock here on Radio 1, get the plug in.
To take these swabs is really simple, it's not painful, it is far less painful than doing a COVID swab, which was fairly horrendous, in my opinion, speaking as a nurse, and quite painful at times, sticking these swabs up your nose. So this is the very same, you just put the swabs in different areas, but they're a lot more pleasant.
Yeah, there you go, says Siobhan. I believe her. Now, you don't have to go into a hospital.
No. You don't. And I actually have, there's two brilliant websites. Siobhan highly recommends anybody who's worried or has that reluctance you mentioned, say, whatever age it might be, there is sexualwellbeing.ie or sh24.ie. Now, sh24.ie, you can get sexual health kits sent out to you to test yourself. And I, because for obviously purposes of the show, I did that. And I have said kit here. And it is basically the same as what you would have got with Siobhan. So, for instance, I have the tubes where you can, and this is the important bit, you also have to do the blood test, but it's not like they would do in a regular hospital where they'd stick it in your arm and take two tubes. It's basically more like akin to somebody who might have diabetes, where you do the pinprick on your finger and you squeeze the blood into the little vial as well. And they show you a video online how to do it, because I was kind of a bit apprehensive about that bit. So then you get the actual kits as well. So this one, for instance,
swabs, yeah.
This is chlamydia and gonorrhea and swabs and instruction pack. And as you can see as well, Ray, it is a basic little envelope. It's a plastic packaging. Doesn't look like anything.
No.
It's not labelled. If you want to stay discreet, you can be discreet.
Yeah, and that's for everybody.
For everybody.
That's for everybody.
For everybody.
So that's sh24.ie, and sexual health is the
sexualbeing.ie is another web. Because one of the problems is, and people do this all the time, don't Google symptoms. Do not Google symptoms. Don't order antibiotics online.
Which is nicely leading on to Siobhan, because you very cleverly at the end of the report ask her for advice.
Yeah.
So we've just taken that, if you don't mind.
Perfect, yeah.
People will hear it again tonight at 10 o'clock on RT Radio 1 in Out and Proud. But this is Siobhan giving you advice.
I would say to them, please, please don't Google. Don't order medication online. Don't try and diagnose yourself online either. Don't ask a friend or phone a friend. I would say, please, if you're concerned and you feel you've had a risk, either if you've no symptoms, you can do the SH24 at home kit, or you could come to an STI clinic and get screened. And if you do have something, you'll get treated there. There is no need to worry about this. It's much more simple now, as you've seen, and much easier to do. And staff in STI clinics are so friendly, so they would want to put you at ease, and that's exactly what they try to do.
That's a great Siobhan there, nurse down in Vincent's. Just, you were saying that last year's Out and Proud were coming out stories, and you would have had Emma O'Donoghue
and Mark O'Halloran, and we also had a boy rugby player, Jack Dunn, who brilliantly came in and talked to us, because bisexuality is not a topic under the umbrella that's talked about much.
Right. And what about your own story? Your own coming out story.
What bits you want to know?
No, Siobhan was telling me, who had a chat with you earlier on, which I found very interesting, was that you thought your dad didn't know before he died, but it turns out he did.
Yeah, and it didn't come out until his month's mind. So my dad, I mean, he was an older fashioned gent. He was born in 33, etc. So, and my mum was long since dead, and I would have had a better relationship with her, and that's just the way it happened. And unfortunately, when he died, I hadn't ever sat down to him officially and said, I am who I am. And we were at the month's mind, and one of my brothers was talking about one of my exes, actually my long-term ex, and he said, oh yeah, and daddy said, you know, is he still with that fella? And my brother kept talking as if this was fine, this was just regular conversation. My sister was like, whoa, go back, what happened? And he said, oh yeah, he knew. And we were going, how did you know, and why didn't you ever say anything? And then the emphasis was on me. Why didn't I say something as well? It just was too clash of Irish men not talking about topics which they should talk about.
But he knew.
He knew all along.
How did you feel then, knowing that
regretful,
he knew?
Regretful. Like,
that
sad.
You hadn't had the chat.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
And maybe it would have brought us a bit closer. Yeah.
There you go.
Right, so tell your folks and be proud of it. And also, can I just say, Ray, to add a positive note, this programme is about positivity as well, and about not just people in our community, but the likes of yourself and anybody else in the wider community being vocal and supporting us and being allies. That's what we're talking about, allyship as well during the series.
Out and Proud tonight here on RT Radio 1 with Trevor Keegan. Trevor, thanks so much.
Thank you,
Ray.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.